with reality being constructed. This leads us to deep structure and surface structure. Surface structure, what we see on the surface, and the deep structure lower down, how we actually come to the conclusions that we do. Prior to NLP, one of the linguistics guru, Noam Chomsky, he realized that whenever we were talking, we wouldn't say the whole of what we were thinking. We would make shortcuts. It would simply take too long to fully express what we say, and much of it is irrelevant. So we take shortcuts. Imagine if I was to say, hey, would you like to come to coffee tomorrow? Makes good sense, right? Would you like to come to coffee tomorrow? Now, however, what I really mean is, what's closer to what I really mean is, would you like to meet me at a time, in a place, for a coffee or a different type of drink that you prefer, so that we could sit down and we need time so we can discuss things? And I might mean to discuss business, or I might mean a social, I might mean a date. And I probably want to suggest that we both get our own way of getting there and our own way of getting home afterwards. And that when we sit there, we're going by ourselves. We're not bringing people. But we cut all that stuff out and we say something like, would you like to go for coffee tomorrow? Rather than all the rest of the information. So all the rest of the information is part of the deep structure. And sometimes that deep structure is important. Sometimes it isn't. How often do we go to meet someone and we're meeting them at a time and they end up late? And it's not necessarily that they're late. It's that their deeper structure might have meant that 6 o'clock meant around 6 o'clock, 10 minutes early, 10 minutes late. What's the difference, hey? But to someone else, 6 o'clock could mean on the dot 6 o'clock. So we have a lot of challenges and conflicts in this world due to mismatches which happen at the deeper structural level, or it's being left out. So one of the models we're about to get into, the meta model, we use this to recover the deeper structure. The deeper structure is full of presuppositions, and perhaps we use presuppositions to identify it and discover it. So we're going to get down and discover more of the deep structure. And perhaps at times in a later track, we will start using more surface structure and perhaps vaguely using surface structure is quite different from getting specific into the deep structure. Okay, so a couple of things to note here is we select only some of the information available from the deep structure. We select only some of it. So some of the information is selected. The rest is left out or deleted. We use the word deletion. We simplify what we want to say. This results in some distortion of the meaning, of the meaning. Distortion, 6 o'clock could mean precisely 6 o'clock or 6:00. Could also mean 6 p.m. or 6 a.m. We distort. In Australia, we've got a word arvo, which means afternoon, anytime in the arvo. And the third thing we do is we generalize. We leave out exemptions and we generalize things, and we use words like always, never. They're a great indicator of the generalizations. So the key things to learn, we delete, we distort, we generalize. So in order to get down into the deep surface structure, we may need to reselect or recover what is deleted. We may need to clarify what has been distorted, and we may need to generalize what has been generalized. And this leads us to the meta model.